Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast calling for cloudy skies this morning throughout the day pretty much. Mixed precipitation giving way to mainly rain later on today. We'll have a high around 37. Kenosha right now, it's light freezing rain and 31 degrees. Unknown precipitation, it says in Burlington, where it's 40. In Milwaukee, light freezing rain, 31. Just freezing rain in Racine, it's not so light apparently, and 31 degrees. Today, the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ceremony will be taking place at noon on the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College in the Madrigrano Auditorium. The educational summit that usually follows afterward not going to be taking place this time around due to a scheduling conflict. The public speaker for the King Day ceremony at noon today, the featured speaker, Milwaukee State Representative David Bowen. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, though, also scheduled to be on hand and offer her remarks. Six humanitarian awards to be doled out to Racine County residents. Wednesday of this week in Kenosha, from 11:30 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, the Urban League of Racine and Kenosha has a luncheon at the Italian American Club to celebrate Dr. King and keeping the dream alive. Keynote speaker will be Dr. Dennis Baskin. Humanitarian awards will also be doled out there, helping to recognize Kenosha's Kindness Week. It's another piece of Racine's retail history, and it starts to fade away as of today. The going-out-of-business sales are on at the two locations of Nelson's Variety Stores in West Racine since 1940 and on Douglas Avenue since 1978. Owner Jeff Nelson inheriting the business from his parents, who took it over from their parents. The ambiance of West Racine, including the original creaky wooden floors, but Nelson says it's just time to close the doors. Little too hard to compete these days with all the bigger stores.
Everybody, you know, from gas stations to the dollar stores are selling back-to-school supplies. I mean, and some of them are cheaper than what I could buy them direct from companies from.
He knows some items are no longer available, and his longtime employees, they're going to be around a few more weeks. Nelson's anticipating the stores to be open for another 4 to 6 weeks during the going-out-of-business sales, and then the buildings themselves will be put up for sale. It's not been the best of times lately for businesses in the West Racine area, having lost a few over the last year or so. There's going to be a public forum regarding that taking place tomorrow night, 6:30, to talk about the situation. It'll be inside the Wilson Funeral Home on Lathrop Avenue. It's for any West Racine resident or business representative. Comments, questions, ideas, they're all being sought in going forward. Well, there was no waving goodbye or tipping his hat to the crowd. Burlington's Tony Romo hung around for just a few minutes out on the field in Dallas yesterday after Mason Crosby's field goal ended the Cowboys season, a loss to the Green Bay Packers. Tony Romo shook hands with several of the Packers, then slapped hands with some of the fans. As he walked off into the tunnel at the stadium before the game, he had posed for some pictures on the sidelines with his son. The Cowboys franchise quarterback for the past 10 seasons did not speak with reporters after the game, simply exited the locker room with his cousin, head down, walking to his car. And then he left AT&T Stadium for what is likely his last time as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones not commenting on Romo's future, saying, "We don't need to get into that tonight." He said, "We'll obviously look at what we're doing. We won't do it tomorrow. We won't do it the next day. We'll be looking at where we are relative to Tony and relative to other players, but not tonight." Funeral service is going to be taking place later this morning for one of the longest-serving members of the Racine County Board, who passed away last week at the age of 92. Hubert Brown, in addition to his 40 years as a supervisor and multiple leadership roles with that governing body, also served 43 years as the campus administrator for Gateway Technical College in Kenosha. His wife of 54 years, Jean Brown, who had also had time as a Mount Pleasant official, passed away in 2006. The Racine County Board will likely be approving a resolution of sympathy to the Brown family at an upcoming meeting. Racine Unified's first community school doing well to the point that district leaders are maybe thinking about using the same format at other elementary schools in high-poverty areas. Knapp, of course, the brand-new building that offers students and parents services not in the other schools, including mental health counseling, dental services, and help in accessing other community services. Superintendent Lolly Ha citing their partnership with United Way.
We're really grateful that we have United Way partnering with us to do the extra wrap, we call it wraparound, so the teachers can focus on teaching and the principal can focus on running the school. And that's going very, very well.
That wraparound school concept at Knapp has been gaining in popularity nationwide. And after this school year ends in June, Dr. Hawes indicates they'll be taking a closer look at how things went and perhaps considering expansion of the programming. The Burlington Area High School District Board, scheduled to meet tonight, could make a decision about holding a facilities referendum this spring. The board did hold a meeting a week ago to talk things out in reference to a community survey. More than 1,400 responses received, a majority supporting at least having the referendum, which would include questions about a new middle school, updated, improved facilities district-wide, as well as some classroom program improvements. Downtown Kenosha Incorporated is a four-year-old independent agency working to revitalize the central downtown business district. And they're looking for an executive director now and an administrative assistant. Chris Nauman resigned 2 months ago from his position as executive director. The nationwide search is finally underway. Kevin Irvin, the owner of Frank's Diner, president of the DKI board, says among other things the position will pay between $55,000 and $65,000 annually. Made it clear, though, the board realizes just how important it is to look very hard at even local candidates.
I think we're going to make a bigger effort now to look at so-called insiders, you know, lifelong Kenoshans or people who've been here for quite a bit of history who have those connections. All things being equal, if the person has a background here, I think that's where we'll go with. Then that actually might give them a few other points in the selection process.
The administrative assistant job, that's a part-time position that'll pay $12 an hour. Irvin hoping to have both positions filled by March. The Racine Board of Cemetery Commissioners has a meeting going at 4:30 this afternoon in the City Hall Annex in Room 130. The agenda includes a new sign for Mound Cemetery. Documentation has the design from Michael Signs being one-sided aluminum letters and grill work. The agenda indicates the sign would be part of an effort to market the historic cemetery on West Boulevard. And in Kenosha County, the Northeast Illinois Council of the Boy Scouts of America owns the 146-acre Solar Crown Scout Camp on 340th Avenue, which is southeast of Wilmot High School. Now they're seeking a conditional use permit to improve the site. Those improvements would include a couple of new bunkhouses, a 54-foot climbing tower, and a zip line. The request is up before the Salem Town Board tonight at 6 o'clock. It also, though, needs attention from the county's Planning and Development Committee. Simple reason for the request, expanded use of the site over the past few years. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. At WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.